All of us in the corrugated box business, or at least most of us, have a habit that some may find a little bit peculiar. When we're walking through a grocery store or a big box store like Costco or even a discount giant like Walmart, we find ourselves looking more at the packaging than at the merchandise. And more than once, I'll bet you have lifted that box to look at the BMC to check out just where that box came from. The ones that particularly caught your eye had a few very specific things in common. And if you will hang in with me for a few minutes, we're going to review the commonalities of those boxes, the ones that ultimately drew your attention from the container to the merchandise itself. And that's what it's all about. This podcast is presented by Pomarco, and my name is Frank Green. So the question is, in a factory setting, how do you create the environment so that the product that you produce off the machinery that you have has that pop and has that pizzazz that actually sells a product? Well, the way you do it is that you first start out with a commitment from everyone who is there to make sure that they are going to be focused on all of the aspects of the printing process that come to play in making this all happen. As most of you know, Pomarco is a manufacturer of analog rolls for the flexographic industry. We have 6 locations in the United States and we have 2 in the UK. And that's really what these podcasts are all about, is to give you more information about Pomarco. But in reality, today we're talking about flexography and getting to the next level, if you will, in corrugated. So in an effort to do that, we'll talk a little more about analog rolls later, but let's just think in terms of what we have to look at to make the printing that we want to make on a daily basis. We've got substrate. We've got the machine that we're going to deal with. We've got maintenance of that machine. Ink, plates, and what do we have in common with all those things, all of those different issues and products that have to come together to print on the board that we're going to bring into that machine? We've got a group of people that has to, again, as we said before, have dedication to a goal. And the way you get that is through continued education. You know, in this business, there are some really, really bright consultants. And if you'd be interested in finding out who some of those consultants are, don't hesitate to contact Pomarco, because Pomarco has a network of these folks that we work with, and we'd be happy to share that information with you. But on a plant level, let me suggest that you try this. Let me suggest that you get the vendors together that will take the time to come in and sit together and talk with you and talk with your sales group and talk with your manufacturing group to get to know what those goals are, what the limitations are, what the expectations are. Once all that is put together, then you're in a position to take those components, including analog rolls and plates and inks and substrate, and make what you want to make out of this process. What can Pomarco bring to the table? Pomarco can give you education as it relates to analog rolls, as it relates to metering systems on analog rolls, and other components in the flexo process, and we'd be more than happy to do that. Please don't hesitate to contact your local Pomarco representative, and we can talk with you about any of these aspects that are important to you. Thank you for your time.